famous LSU fan who lives over in the Dallas area. Chris Bond joining us on the Revolution Hotline, and more on that to come because they got some great entertainment going on down there tonight. What's up, Mr. Bond? How do you do?
Man, I'm good. I'm just cruising through the streets of Fayetteville. We got some Noah's Ark kind of rain going here.
Oh, wow.
And I'm headed to federal bankruptcy court, every sports writer's dream.
Chris, so sorry, buddy. I told you not to invest in that rubber dog poop. I told you that was not going to work. That was not going to be a big hit. But, hey, you know what? People make mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
No, it happened. So,
in all seriousness, going to see John L. Smith today. He will have to be present for this or no?
Not 100% sure. I know when we talked to him last Thursday, he said he was planning on being there, but I don't know what to expect. Some of his creditors may show up from Kentucky; they may not. This is just kind of the first. I think they call it the meeting of the creditors. And it could
his
last
creditors,
15 minutes. It could last 6 hours. So.
His creditors are from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's where the bulk of the land deals were.
Does anybody see the irony here? You know what he should do? I got this all worked out. Kill two birds with one stone. Look, this season's shot anyway. Just tell him, look, we'll lose the game this weekend. We'll call it even.
Tell him to load up on Kentucky.
Think there's any Kentucky fans in that group? I'm sure there are.
Tell all those creditors to load up on Kentucky?
Yeah, just tell him, hey, you know what? Better yet, we'll keep it within 10. We'll let him stay within 10 points. You guys load up. How much am I for? Man, that's a lot.
Well,
you guys will have to spread that out over several casinos. But nevertheless, I can hook you up.
You're assuming that he has control over the offense or the defense in this situation to keep it in tight.
No, I'm just saying.
But, Chris, what do they expect to come out of this? I'm curious. I know it's the first in a few meetings, but what comes out of this one? Don't they already know what he owes? Well, I mean, I don't understand why they got to meet again.
Well, and this is my first foray into this. So someone who actually knows what they're doing and didn't fail their only business law class should call in. But basically, they'll meet, they'll confirm what it is that he owes to who, and then the trustee who's in charge of the bankruptcy proceeding will either today or at some point decide who gets what. And, you know, for example, John L. deferred 71% of his U of A salary. Mm-hmm. Until December and February, the trustee will look at this and decide whether or not that's actually protected, and if the creditors can lay claim to that salary.
And if it is protected, I guess he'll come out and he'll do what?
Yeah, he'll come out of it with about $600,000.
If he comes out, he'll do what?
What do you do when
you get to keep your $600,000, Chris?
Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris.
I don't know what.
You smile.
Oh, you set it up.
Buddy, I threw you a softball and you whiffed. What do you get, A-Rod?
Hey, we'll come, actually, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I got a text here.
That's much like my softball career, actually.
Well, more sympathetic I could not be.
I just struck out. That's okay.
I gotcha. It happens. I got a text here from our zone legal analyst, Otto Fry. He says, yes, he does have to appear, and Chris will be attending a 341 meeting of his creditors. 341. All right. Well, Chris
said, screw you. I don't like your little games you're playing, Acre.
Are you there? I hung up. Well, screw you, too. He's so upset.
You know what? Maybe that'll be the last time you try to embarrass him with that little smile joke you made. Obviously, it didn't go over too well.
Chris, you back?
Yeah, I'm back, yes.
You're not smiling, Chris. You're not smiling. Must have been the rain. Be careful, buddy.
I will.
Hey, Pat had a great question that he asked me off the air regarding John L. Smith. I thought it was quite a good one, so we're going to go with it.
What? Oh, what's on his playlist?
Yeah.
What's on his playlist, you think?
He's been accused of listening
Sweet Home Alabama?
Been accused of listening to his headphones while he's watching the game. What do you think is on that playlist?
That thing is not hooked up. Imagine if he pulls it out of his pocket and it's a little iPod that he's listening to.
Awesome.
That'd be great. Sweet Home Alabama's on there, no question.
Sure. Let's Sarah Smile by the
That's what Pat said.
Hall & Oates.
That's good from Hall & Oates, yeah. Actually,
Sarah Smile.
Daryl Hall had a birthday yesterday. Not that I'm a fan.
By Tupac and Scarface. You know, that's on there.
Whoa! Wow, you're a straight-up gangster. What about Loser by Beck?
I'm a loser.
No, they're on the win. They're on the upswing, buddy. Haven't you heard?
True. All I do is win, win, win? By that guy?
Wiz Khalifa? DJ Khalid, maybe?
Oh, yeah, DJ Khalid. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Wiz Khalifa's black and yellow. That's right.
There's got to be a few money references in there, right?
Yeah, Pink Floyd money.
I don't know if he wants to listen to that.
99
Money for Nothing? How about Money for Nothing?
Chicks for Free.
You know, Money for Nothing is probably the perfect song. Because we're paying $850,000 for what we don't know.
For a win over Auburn.
You know what? I want to apologize. Big Baby, thank you for the message. I did. I just broke my my own edict.
Oh, you
it was set out by Rex Nelson. I said his name on accident. The guy that's serving as the coach at Arkansas is how he shall – the man who shall not be named.
I got to win. Come
I
on.
Just named him.
John – say it after me. John Nell.
No. Come on. The guy. The guy. Gilligan's
well,
the offensive
we'll come up with a – you can probably come up with an iPod for – the interesting one for Petrino, huh?
Yeah, oh, boy.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
what's
I remember –
that ZZ Top song, Legs?
Oh, wow. Oh,
she got them and she knows how to use them.
Born to be wild.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You started it.
Yeah.
Acre.
Yeah. Okay, here's a little more from our Zonling Lanos. This will give the creditors of the coach at Arkansas an opportunity to question him under oath regarding whether he knew the payments that he was going to receive were going to be deferred. There may be a potential for bankruptcy fraud here if he and the deferred if he deferred the payments intentionally knowing he was going to file bankruptcy. I'm pretty sure he knew he was going to file bankruptcy if he was like $30 million bucks or whatever it was. And then he said, could you defer those till after?
You can protect. I mean, there you can take steps to protect things. Huh. It's just they get to decide whether or not they're going to keep them. So.
Yep.
Chris, is there anything else we can talk about this football game so we can move on to basketball, or do you have anything else? No. Okay.
Kentucky's terrible. They may have even more injury trouble than Arkansas, and they're down to their fourth quarterback.
Have you ever heard of a player being minute by minute in terms of an injury report?
Not day to day, not hour by hour, minute by minute.
Because I think that
the most fluid
Kentucky
of
quarterback is probably minute by minute, right?
Minute by minute, what? Huh?
Just in general.
Yeah, never mind.
Jeff Long is going to be at the Little Rock Touchdown Club on Monday. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that will be.
What did you get out of Men's Basketball Media Day yesterday? We haven't heard any clips. I'm assuming somebody threw some clips back to us.
No, because we had a 10-minute conversation with Coach on the air. I think we asked every pertinent question there was. Chris, there was a story on ArkansasSports360.com that I read this morning regarding depth. It was nice to see a big team photo.
That was, yeah, they got a lot of guys. And Mark Dreyfus-Lade told us yesterday, it looked like a football team out there. So, it's not quite that, but, you know, they've got 16 guys. They've got a couple. Alondis Harris may not be able to suit up. Fred Gulley won't be available until December. But they got 12 guys on scholarship. They're not going to have to go raid the football team this year for an extra body to get them up to nine players, assuming everybody stays healthy. So it's pretty encouraging. And, I mean, Pat knows this better than anybody in this conversation. I mean, you've got to have bodies to make that system work. You want to be able to have your best players rested for late in the half and for half and for, you know, late in the second half. And they weren't able to do that last year. They had a bunch of tired guys out there. And so they'll be able to attack people. We'll see more of that defense. And Mike seems cautiously optimistic, I guess, about the season.
Yeah. I was curious. I know we had Coach Anderson on yesterday, but I guess we don't have any sound from any players, actual players that – we're at Media Day. What were their impressions of the off-season workout? Some of the new guys that had never been through something like this before. And I'm just curious what they, even some of the guys that have been there before, the trip from Italy, what their mm-hmm. impressions were and where they feel the team stands right now.
They all seem really encouraged. You could tell there's a comfort level there that wasn't there last year. Even with all the newcomers that are coming in, just because they had a relationship with the coaches to start, they were recruited by those guys.
Right.
And, you know, they didn't have that last year. I mean, you know, Mike and TJ and those guys were, you know, talking to BJ Young and went to visit Hunter Mickelson, but they didn't really have any kind of great rapport with them. So there was a real sense of uncertainty last year, and you don't see that this year. It just seems like they all fit well together. I mean, it'll be a while before we know for sure,
right? Yeah,
you know, if that pays off. But at least in talking with them, they certainly seem more comfortable with the direction things are headed.
How did Hunter Mickelson look? He put on some a little bit of weight, didn't he?
Yeah, he's put on some weight. I think in Italy, Mike was afraid he had put on a little too much weight. He didn't seem as fluid as what he seemed to be, because even at his size, he moves pretty well. So they maybe pulled a little bit of weight off of him and are trying to before the season starts, so get him a little quicker and get him to run the floor a little better. But they like what they have in him and expect a big year out of him. And you know, this is where that depth comes into play, too. Hunter's actually going to have people to go up against in practice, which he really did not have last year because, you know, Waite was hurt, Sanchez was hurt. So you'll actually be able to have some battles in practice, which should help them, especially a guy like Hunter.
I hate to be the guy to point out the obvious, but if you don't want your big man to lose to gain weight, you don't take him to Italy, home to some of the best food in the world. You might take him to, I don't know, Scotland maybe?
Well, maybe he was feeding him salmon.
Haggis or nothing. It's haggis or nothing, boys. What's it going to be? You take him to India, lighter fare there typically. You know, exactly. So
it's a lot of curry.
So, yeah, whatever. My point is, you know, maybe not going to Italy would be a good move. Just saying, Coach. Nobody asked my opinion, though. What's new?
Well, I wish we could hear from Hunter Mickelson. Didn't we send Trey Schaap up there?
Hey, I feel great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate you. I'm fit as ever.
I'm very back to you.
Well,
Chris,
done.
You're going to be there tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. I mean, as long as this bankruptcy hearing doesn't last until midnight, I'll be there.
All right,
like the old Midnight Madness, you would have been able to catch that. I think they go 2 tomorrow.
I like 9 o'clock Madness better. I go to bed early.
Well, it's prime time at the Palace.
Yeah, much better for my sleep schedule.
Yep.
How many are you expecting tonight?
I don't know. Hopefully, a lot.
That's a good number, buddy.
I think people are pretty excited about it. So I don't know why people wouldn't be energized and wouldn't come out. And it only costs a canned food item. So.
Yeah, yeah. Two 20-minute practices, men and women's, dunk contest, and I think a performance by the ladies' spirit squad.
Hmm.
The young ladies' spirit squad.
Will we see Patience Beard?
I don't know. Is Patience Beard going to be out there? We're going to get her on the show, you know, next week.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, yeah, big guy.
Yeah, it's going to be good to talk to.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to find out.
Chris,
enjoy your courtroom drama. If anything good comes out of there, we'll get the Law and Order sounder ready, and we'll talk a little courtroom drama coming up in our last hour. Everything happens.
That sounds great. And I just, you know, I just think back to when I was a kid and I was like 10 years old, dreaming of being a sports writer, and sitting in my parents' living room reading the paper and thinking, man, bankruptcy court would be so awesome.
Well, you finally, it's a dream come true. Good for you.
All right,
buddy.
Fellas.
See you, man. Chris Bond, Arkansas Sports 360. We are at Firestone, 39-29, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Everybody knows where it is. Greatest location. Really is.
You know what I want to do? I want to see how fast Ballantyne can get from this location down the street to that Wendy's and back with a, what is it? Bacon portobello mushroom melt? Well, boy, it's going to take a while.